Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Scott Capurro. He's playing this weekend, Saturday night, at In Marin in Novato. Right, Ricky's. You can see it right there from the highway. And you can follow him and all his shows at scottcapurro.com.
That young man puts on quite a performance.
He really does, Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You get the app, and then you listen to this show, and then you can be anywhere in the world.
Right. You could be Scott wherever he goes in the world, whether he's in Dubai or Scotland. He's listening to us.
There you are in Scotland listening to us.
Right. We're in your pocket.
Through Radio.com app. Get one.
It's free.
All right. Here's what's happening. Today is Super Tuesday. There are presidential primaries across 14 states. They're saying this marks the first major security test since the 2018 midterms.
Oh boy.
State and local election officials say they're prepared to deal with a tornado? Huh?
They weren't expecting that.
No, they weren't. And that is correct, Sarah. The one you mentioned has killed 9 people. I didn't realize people died from this, too.
Well, it happened overnight, right?
Right. Deadly tornadoes and storms have affected Super Tuesday voting in two states. The Tennessee Democratic Party is moving polling places damaged by tornadoes that rolled through the Nashville area last night. The party says voters assigned to 18 polling locations can vote at designated high school churches. Anyway, they're making alternative plans, but they say that 40 buildings have been destroyed and at least 9 people have died.
It's incredible.
In the overnight tornadoes that ripped through Tennessee and parts of Alabama, it says. Early morning storms damaged homes and toppled trees there as well, and one polling place. So here they are, all ready for Russia and coronavirus, and then a tornado comes, right. And there you are.
When will it stop?
Who can be ready for all of these things?
Not I.
So anyway, the voting starts here already in California as people get to pre-vote, mail vote.
Yeah.
And what I was hearing is that there's no possible way we'll get an exact announcement in California today. There's just no way.
Right.
It's too big a state, too much pre-mail, and they're going to go slow.
Yep. They take their time. They want to get it right.
So
not get it quick.
And with this being the political season, it's the hardest season for all of us, especially in our opinion, radio show hosts that don't do politics.
Right.
Because we're caught.
We're inundated
in
by
reality
this, and we're just, you know, we're trying to be your escape from that.
Right. And yet we are also seeing only that in the news.
Yes, it's very hard. So what do you want us to just make stuff up? Or, you know, let us know. Let us know how you'd like us to handle that, please.
Right. 71% of Americans now say they've had at least one political discussion that's harmed a relationship with a friend, family member, or colleague.
71%?
71% of Americans.
Yeah. No, my parents and I, our relationship is strained at best when it comes to politics. My mom, she sends so much political crap. I'm just like, every time if it looks vaguely, I just delete it. Nope. There's arguments with like 100 people from my family, all, you know, in the text message. And I'm like, and because some of them are on Samsung, I can't leave the conversation, which you can do on if you're in an iPhone
thing. If it's all iPhone, right.
So I just have to hide the thing. So I'll have, there'll be like 212 messages. And I'm like, gee, I wonder what those are from since I didn't get that. And of course, there it is. There's the message thread. I'm like, oh, zip.
And you can't block delete. It.
Nope, can't block it.
55% of us have had at least one political discussion that involved verbal attacks, insults, or name-calling.
It's incredible.
Over half of us.
I know. Well, people are just, I don't know what has happened to us. We've become a-holes. Maybe we were always a-holes, and I just didn't realize
politics have always been super contentious.
Sure.
You can go back to whatever, that awful play Hamilton talks about different election cycles from even way back when. Where people are...
Well, people have their own ideas.
Passionate.
Yes.
And believe only in their own ideas.
And can't compromise or listen to what other people have to say.
So it's not new.
No, it isn't.
I mean, I think that people can now get into your phone. That's new.
Yeah.
People
get out of my goddamn phone.
Your Facebook.
How do you know me and how do you know I live here and why are you telling I'm not voting for you just because you contacted me by phone. Forget it.
Anyway, the political season does have its fallout. Let's try to get through it together, everybody.
Yep.
Do your part and then.
I just leave the room when the conversation starts to happen.
It looks like Apple has agreed to a settlement for those software updates that were slowing down older phones. Remember that seemed like, what the heck? I don't want to buy a new phone. And somehow my phone went from
planned
seemingly
obsolescence,
fine,
those bastards,
to not working as well.
How about don't force us to take an update that's going to make our phones obsolete? How about that? How about charge less for your how about charge for updates? And then I just don't have to take them if I don't want to.
You know what? I realize we're caught in the middle of this, like, we want the environment. We need Earth.
Yeah.
This planet. And yet, also, we've got this thing.
Where we love our phones.
Well, no, I was going to say, I mean, here's Apple going, look, we're in business. We're the biggest business in the world. We've got to put in a new phone cycle out there.
Yeah.
Even though you don't.
Phones will eventually get dropped and broken, Apple. Don't worry.
Like, you don't always have to yearly put out a new one that really isn't different from the
last one. And you're
making
money off so many other things from me. Like, do you really need $1,000 every year?
But yes, they do.
Apparently
so. That's the way that works. Yeah. That's the system we function under.
Sucks.
Free market, that whole thing.
Capitalism, it's the best. Corporate greed, bring it on.
Oh, you know what I meant to mention? Well, I guess it's kind of a decent segue. So my wife works in tech.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention, as we've talked about the coronavirus, I don't think anyone's taking it more serious than tech businesses. They're canceling all group meetings. Mm. They're canceling.
They're actually saying, make sure you know how to log in from home because the day may come when we go, don't come in here.
Right.
Empty buildings.
It's a trip. So she works at Salesforce, and that's one of the things that the meetings, the all-hands meetings have been about is how to get ready to not come to work.
Right.
Wow. It's really intense.
Well,
so
that's what companies have to figure out. Because if this does become as big as I guess it is in China, I mean, I get that we're getting in dribs and drabs here right now, but that's just the beginning.
Well,
like we need to look.
I know.
You got to prepare for that.
Well, do we really need to clear out Costco already?
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
All right.
Don't bother going to Costco. It's empty.
The Olympics are around the corner, and now they're talking that this might affect that.
They're saying they're probably going to postpone them at the very least.
Oh, you're already hearing postponement?
Tokyo said, we signed a deal that said that they would be hosted during 2020. It didn't say when.
Well, but they're the Summer Olympics.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have an Indian summer because they're saying we may postpone them. That's just a blip I read this morning.
Oh, my. I didn't realize it was at that point yet. But I know the discussions are there that this is.
I guess because everyone's kind of in a holding pattern where there are just a few. Like, look, there's a few cases right around here.
Remember in Wuhan where they were saying,
I don't remember anything really about Wuhan except that that's where this comes
from. Right, but they hung out the leaders there that were, slow to react to this.
Squashed it down.
Are they now? Well, first of all, I wonder if we can even find those people. But the ones who slept on it, are they going to take the hit for the Olympics now, too?
Don't ask me.
They allowed this thing to get out of control and then went,
And there's all kinds of conspiracies, theories about how the only microbiology lab that deals with infectious diseases is in Wuhan, and obviously they created this thing. You want to read that stuff? Oh, just Google it.
I don't want to read that stuff. Anyway, there are things that you can do. Make sure you're washing your hands. That's the big one.
Yeah. And we're not going to, don't shake hands with people anymore. I'm sure Sting doesn't want to shake our hands anymore, right? We can...
Well,
maybe
he's English. Don't we kiss both sides of his cheeks?
I don't know, man. I don't think that's allowed these days. People are doing foot taps. You reach over and you tap on somebody's foot.
I've seen that.
Or you do the forearm bump. They're saying don't even fist bump. Fist bump is your hands. Elbow bump.
So my chance to double kiss Sting just went away.
Yep.
All right.
We should say that to, you know, when he comes in, we should all have masks on. We don't want to give you anything. Sting?
Well, we don't want to give him
anything. If
Sting
gets sick, he's definitely blaming it on us, right? I mean, we are riffraff over here.
Speak for yourself.
You were sick last week.
Oh, right. So this story is upsetting.
Okay.
Authorities searching the California home of a UPS worker who threatened a mass shooting found body armor, tactical rifles, and 20,000 rounds of ammunition.
Oh, my God.
Thomas Andrews, 32, was arrested on suspicion of evading police, driving under the influence, and several weapons violations.
This is a UPS guy?
Sunnyvale.
Oh, my God. How they...
Have you not heard this story?
No. How did they tag onto this guy?
Authorities say they received a report on Sunday night that Andrews was planning a mass shooting at the UPS facility in the city of Sunnyvale near San Jose. When officers tried to stop him 3 hours later, shortly after 11 p.m., a pursuit on one of the state's main roads, on 101. After officers stopped him, they searched his Sunnyvale apartment and found thousands of rounds of ammunition, high-capacity magazines, 5 tactical rifles, a shotgun, 3 handguns, body armor, and tactical backpacks with ammo.
Oh, my God.
The backpacks were staged at the apartment's front door, they say.
Like go bags. Wow.
This just went down.
We're so lucky.
20,000 rounds of ammo.
So did you say it was a tip-off or something? Mm-hmm. Somebody said, this dude seems unstable? Oh, my God.
Look at those. All those magazines are loaded and ready to just clip in.
Oh, my God.
How's that?
It's horrifying. Honestly, there ought to be a law.
Well,
or 12 or right. 100.
Sunnyvale. When I first saw this story and it said California, I thought we were talking about Redding or someplace,
sure.
Some hunter area where someone might stock up because they're, you know, staying, whatever.
A UPS driver in Sunnyvale.
There you go.
That's depressing. I mean, it's great that no one did wind up getting shot. Obviously, this is how you want these things to end before they happen. But it's sickening what's available to us as humans.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Buy Sting some plenty kale. They're delicious, pesticide-free, and grown right here in San Francisco.
I think we got rid of Scott by sending him over... Is Scott going to put together the macrobiotic?
No, he's not.
No.
Oh, he's not. Oh, so he talked a big game in here. Yeah. And he's
and then disappeared. Rex, though.
Yeah.
All right. Scott talks a mile a minute. Never have Johnny and him on in the same hour. That would sound like The View.
Well, you know what would be great, though, is that that'd be one Johnny Mosley podcast I wouldn't have to host. So.
What does that mean?
Exactly what I just said. I would be like, so you know, guys, I'm gonna go have a coffee while you guys.
So you host the Johnny Pod as
well.
What you're
I'm there with Johnny. You know, sometimes it does feel like a hosting job.
Oh,
if you sit back, though, John takes over. He's actually
He
has a list of questions and he's super.
Oh, John, your husband,
Guitar John will
take over if you don't.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't you just put those two together and
I
leave?
I can't think of one reason except somehow I'm still there. That's what I should do. I should just
sit back,
graciously
relax.
Step back.
But if John, your husband, stays, then you'd be like, well, but then where am I going
to
go?
I know. I need to be by John. I'm not going to be alone and have that. By the way, yesterday's episode of the Johnny Pod
is the best one yet, I heard.
It's the one with Brandon and DeJesus from our AP team.
And is it true it's the best one yet?
It's a good one.
Yeah, really.
In fact, there's a moment in there that's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
I might have to start. Well, except that I don't want to say that I am.
You might want to start what?
It's like something that, you know, he didn't want to swear on the podcast, so he said this other thing that was just like, you don't say that. You'll have to listen to the Johnny Pod to find out.
Oh.
Find it at radio.com, radioalice.com, wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning. Yesterday when you talked about things you believed as a kid, I used to think radios had miniature people inside them doing live performances of all the songs, like mini Shania Twain and her band were just behind the speaker.
That's really funny. I mean, I thought they were full-size people, but I thought that that was how they were. I didn't understand about recordings, I guess.
Oh.
Just thought those people were, you know, at whatever radio station. That was somehow beaming things to my house.
I heard a tip on TV last night about hand washing to avoid the coronavirus. The recommendation is to wash between your fingers and then the back of your hands.
Yeah.
They also say you should wash for 20 seconds.
Hot water.
About the time it takes to sing Happy Birthday twice.
That's longer than 20 seconds.
All right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think you have that confused with how long you should brush your teeth for.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Yeah, coronavirus. It's that and politics. Yay.
I know. Hitting all at once.
It's
what
just
a double whammy.
Woo!
Vinny, if you care about the environment, please go vegan. Well, vegan's way too much to ask right now.
Yeah.
I've cut out cow and I've cut out milk, but I still have dairy. I still have cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on it. It's a little at a time.
I can't give up eggs. And so much stuff is made
I don't think
with
I
eggs.
Could give up egg either.
Right. Well, and not only can you not give up eggs, but if you give up eggs, you give up so many other foods that are made with eggs and butter. I can't give up butter.
You could give up butter.
No. I can't.
You can't give up butter?
I love butter.
All right. Oh no, I woke up to see the bar my bestie works at in Nashville is closed due to damages. Must have been the tornado.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
That thing was a terror. Right?
And I'm telling you that it was eight people, and then we just got a word there's a ninth person that has been found dead.
Well, and with 40 buildings destroyed, who knows what they'll find today. And now, you know, the sun's up now. Polling is going to be a nightmare there, though. That's going to be tough. People have big concerns. You know, a tornado hits. I'm sorry to say, voting takes a back seat.
Well, right.
You're busy.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tat Tuesday.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.